With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. This past week, President Trump and the Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, inked a new deal to import more of the Australian critical minerals into the United States. Kind of received more, finds it shocking. The U.S. depends on China and other countries for those minerals.
The United States has more of these minerals, the critical minerals, the precious minerals, the rare earths, than any other country in the world. We got them in Colorado. We got them in Utah. We got them in the Dakotas. We got them in California. We got them in West Virginia. Why aren't we? We haven't been mining in this country since Bill Clinton put moratoriums on mining, and we have put ourselves in this position.
As the federal government shutdown drags into week four, millions of Americans facing a lot of problems, higher premiums on health care, as well as having their federal food stamps cut off. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said that Democrats in Congress don't seem to care about all the pain their shutdown is causing.
It gives them leverage, Tony. They've used that word multiple times. The House Minority Whip, the Bernie Sanders, other Democrats are bragging that they have leverage now for whatever, to just appease their radical, left-wing, nutty base to that they're fighting Donald Trump. That's all this is about, and they don't mind causing suffering to American people, but it's real pain that they're causing.
Japan's new leader facing a series of back-to-back foreign policy tests with a meeting with President Trump in Tokyo.
Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, with limited experience in international affairs, will have to manage President Donald Trump's demands and China's wariness of her strong support for a military buildup and her right-wing views on Japan's invasion of China before and during World War II. She arrives in Malaysia on Saturday for meetings with Southeast Asian leaders, then returns to Japan to meet with President Trump before heading to South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit at the end of the week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. ChatGPT about to unveil its own version of pornography.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content. But now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
Finally, some good news for Christians living in Iraq. Two historic churches there that were destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship, both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS carried out its invasion. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was defeated and driven out of the region. This is SRN News. Baseball's biggest star being asked to return some recruiting gifts he made off with from Toronto ahead of the World Series.
John Schneider is waiting for Shohei Ohtani to return some items to the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like, give us our stuff back already.
Before signing a $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani met with Blue Jays officials in December 2023. Jays manager Schneider joked about Ohtani returning a Blue Jays hat and jacket taken during their meeting, including a jacket for his dog.
I hope he brought it back, finally, but... And the jacket for decoy.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
Consumer prices increased just 3% in September from a year ago. The Labor Department says those figures reflect a smaller increase than many economists had been expecting and will likely encourage the Federal Reserve to cut its key interest rate when it meets next week for the second time this year. The cost of rents cooled. That painted a mixed picture of the expenses many consumers pay. More at SRNnews.com.